Good afternoon. Each year in the United States, an estimated 12,000 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer and 4,000 die from it. We spend $441 million on treatment and $6.6 billion on screening and follow-up each year. This female genital cancer develops slowly and can be prevented through detection and treatment of precancerous cervical lesions, which are caused by human papillomavirus or HPV. If certain cervical changes are detected by screening Papanicolaou or Pap tests, cervical biopsies are performed and may reveal normal tissue, cancer, or cancer precursors. If certain cervical changes are detected, such as CIN or cervical intraepithelial neoplasia, or adenocarcinoma in situ, or AIS, these precancerous lesions warrant excision to prevent progression to cancer. Over 200 HPV viruses are out there, and 40 are known to spread through sexual contact. HPV types 16 and 18 cause about 70% of cervical cancers, while 6 and 11 cause 90% of genital warts. The first HPV vaccine approved in 2006 was for these four HPV types. A bivalent vaccine was approved in 2009, followed by a 9-valent vaccine in 2014, which is now the only HPV vaccine distributed in the United States. The HPV Impact Study began conducting population-based surveillance of high-grade cervical lesions and their HPV types in 2008 at 5 emerging infections programs, or EIP sites. The program's objectives are to determine overall incidence of high-grade cervical lesions CIN2, 3, and AIS in defined populations, to evaluate the baseline prevalence and distribution of HPV genotypes in these precancers, and to monitor trends in cervical precancer and HPV genotypes over time. In Connecticut, the HPV Impact Program involves Connecticut pathology laboratories, which report cases to the Connecticut Department of Public Health, or DPH. The Connecticut Emerging Infections Program, housed at Yale School of Public Health, administers the HPV Impact Program for DPH. All data then goes to CDC and then to secondary stakeholders who make decisions about HPV vaccines. A Connecticut mandate requires pathology laboratories to report cervical biopsy results with CIN2, 3, and AIS, collectively referred to as CIN2+ diagnoses, for all Connecticut residents. The labs use a variety of case-finding methods to identify reports to send to the state, often in bulk. They may search manually or with a program search, and may search by ICD or SNOMED code or the natural language text in the reports. It is important to note here that these searches are imperfect and results often include non-CIN2+ pathology reports. EIP must review the individual pathology reports to screen out non-cases before data entry into the state database. While there is a statewide reporting for CIN2+, reporting to CDC requires enhanced data collection for New Haven County cases. Tissue samples from each of these catchment area cases are collected, as well as vaccination, cervical cancer screening, and basic medical histories. Only the incident or first CIN2+ case for a woman aged 18 to 39 at the time of first CIN2+ diagnosis is entered into the New Haven County database. While gathering a woman's screening history, we sometimes find prior CIN2+ cases not already in the database. A woman's earliest CIN2+ case that is found then becomes the incident case for reporting to CDC. At CDC, specimens undergo pathology review and HPV typing, and surveillance data across sites are compiled. Comparing incidence of vaccine versus non-vaccine HPV strains in high-grade cervical lesions over time provides evidence for the impact of HPV vaccination. Case finding was prioritized for assessment during a larger surveillance system evaluation. Missed incident cases of CIN2+ had been identified during routine chart reviews for catchment area cases, and the magnitude of missed cases was unknown. Laboratory A was chosen for audit as it was the highest volume reporting laboratory using an ICD code search for identifying high-grade cervical neoplasia results to report. In the next slides, I will discuss how we calculated positive predictive value and estimated sensitivity during our examination of the ICD code search for Laboratory A. A positive predictive value calculation determined the proportion of results that fit the case definition. SAS code was developed to match pathology results from quarterly reports generated by the ICD code search to cases in the Connecticut surveillance database. Matches by first name, date of birth, and specimen date were considered true positives, as they were both reported and met the case definition to be entered into the database. Dividing by the total number of results reported each quarter yields the positive predictive value, or PPV. The overall PPV for laboratory A's reporting in 2014 was 32%, with a quarterly range between 29 and 42%. It was 32% with a quarterly range between 29 and 42. Though PPV is low, sorting out non-cases is not a large burden for EIP, and low PPV is sacrificed in exchange for higher sensitivity. Now remember, prior unreported cases of CIN2+ have been found while gathering cervical cancer screening data for catchment area cases. Finding all cases missed by ICD code search is not feasible to calculate sensitivity, so we estimated the number of missed cases. We took women with reported results from Laboratory A and screened out the women who were already in the state database. This leaves us with a number of women with pathology results other than CIN2+. Having some gynecologic pathology reported, these women may be at high risk for CIN2+. A proportion of their charts were reviewed retrospectively going back to 2008 when surveillance began, and prospectively to quarter two of 2016 to look for any CIN2+ diagnoses. For the first quarter of 2014, 244 of Laboratory A's reported results matched into the state surveillance database. The denominator for sensitivity includes the number of cases that were not reported, which could not be determined. We looked at the 339 reported results that did not end up in the surveillance database that quarter because they did not meet the CIN2+ case definition. 274 first name and birth date pairs were not in the state database and thus did not previously undergo a chart review during data collection. Charts were requested for every fourth woman from this list. 65 charts were reviewed for any pathology reports that met the CIN2+ case definition from 2008 through the second quarter of 2016. Three missed cases were found. One can then extrapolate that there were an estimated 12 cases among women included in the quarterly report who never entered the case database. Dividing 244 true positives by that number plus 12 estimated missed cases yields a rough sensitivity estimate of 95% for that quarter's ICD code search. There are a number of caveats to the sensitivity estimate. Additional missed cases are possible among women whose charts we could not review because they did not have another pathology captured by the search. Two of the missed cases found during the audit occurred outside the first quarter of 2014, and a true sensitivity calculation would only include missed cases that occurred during that quarter. These two missed cases shared an ICD code not on the search list used for case finding. This and other codes not included in the search may lead to more missing cases, further reducing sensitivity. A third missed case was not entered into the state database by human error, which may vary. This sensitivity estimate is also not generalizable to the surveillance system or other parts thereof, as not every lab uses ICD search. This estimate gives us an idea, however, that sensitivity is quite good. HPV Impact is a unique surveillance system that evaluates the impact of HPV vaccination. The search for high-grade cervical neoplasia among pathology reports can be challenging. As case-finding methods vary across laboratories, PPV and sensitivity may also vary. The ICD code search examined in this evaluation yielded a low PPV, which was acceptable given the estimated sensitivity was relatively high. Sensitivity is limited by the scope of the codes used for case finding, and codes may be missing from the search list as demonstrated during our chart review. The ICD-9 code associated with the two missed cases was 795. Its corresponding ICD-10 code was further investigated, and the number of associated missed cases was minimal. The rarely used code was not added to the search list due to its minimal impact on sensitivity and potential for prospective inconsistencies with previously published data. Thank you.